buying so tightly into this notion of the good people and the bad people, the ones that I like and the ones I don't like, and how we get so invested in this, and how this is, he said, the kindling or the fuel for anger and aggression to escalate. So from this point of view, the teachings are on nonviolence and on non-aggression. And you could think of that as a synonym for the word patience. Patience in this case is a revolutionary act. The kind of patience that is going to be taught this weekend is revolutionary because it goes against our knee-jerk reaction to harden our heart when we get afraid, or to take adverse circumstances and use them as we typically do as human beings, as ways to lock more tightly into our opinions and views about them and us and for and against, and as I say, just simply friend and foe. So the revolutionary thing about patience in this case, I'm not going to say too much about the word paramita, but I will say something about it. If you were to read the whole book or study the whole book, you would know that we're into the part of the book where he's teaching